This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Among the many millions of NPR Tiny Desk Concert fans, there are super fans who, year after year, submit videos to the NPR Tiny Desk Contest, which gives them a shot at playing the Tiny Desk at NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters. But that Tiny Desk isn't necessarily their only goal. Here to talk with us about that, we have two St. Louis-based musicians who've entered the NPR Tiny Desk Contest a combined 18 times. First, we have STL native Richard Washington, artist name Just Rich. Welcome.
Yo, thanks for having me.
And we also have Jorge Varcarcel, also known as Boxcar. Jorge, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. So let's talk about gateways. What was your introduction, Jorge, to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest? Was it the concerts that was the gateway?
Well, actually, I think I started with the NPR All Songs Considered podcast / radio show. And then they started doing the Tiny Desk because I think back when they were at South by Southwest, there was the artist they couldn't hear. And they decided, why don't we invite the artist to our desk to play where it's quieter, and then everybody can hear them and they won't get talked over. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was such a cool idea. And then they started inviting all kinds of other artists on there. And then they're like, let's open it up to anybody that can have their own chance to play at the Tiny Desk. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm in on this for sure.
Yeah. Richard, you're murmuring in agreement.
Yeah, no, I just remember I didn't find out about Tiny Desk myself. It was after I did like a pop-up performance, like actually at the coffee shop. And then someone mentioned, shout out to Northwest Coffee, someone mentioned that you should do a Tiny Desk. And I was like, what's a Tiny Desk? Mm-hmm. And so they kind of got me hip and I looked into it and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Was there something that appealed to you about it?
I really, really love live music. I make hip-hop music with, like, recorded engineers and everything, and then poetry, but something about a live band just sounds great to me. So seeing that, I was like, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you must have been playing music already for quite some time, Jorge, before you made your first submission, right?
Yeah. I think the project Boxcar that I've been doing in various formations started in 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we did do the first Tiny Desk contest, which was 11 years ago, and we've done it every year since.
Mm-hmm. So let's get to the music. Rich, can you talk with us about what your sound is and how you approach the music you make?
So my sound is like really, really laid back, poetic. I've heard compliments that like, they're like, yo, you kind of sound like Mac Miller or Coda the Friend or something like that. So it's really lyrical instead of rappy. Mm-hmm. And the live music brings that out better than any beat.
Well, let's listen to your 2025 submission for the Tiny Desk Contest. And that song is called Midday Marauder.
Say, yo-yo, around the world like yo-yos. I'm always on the go, bro. This week I got some show flow. Tokyo to Kyoto. It feels like I'm in Johto. Ramen hoodies for the promo. Just check the logo. Shawty at the cafe with my wee wee telling no-no. Don't play games, Nintendo. They get blown. Super gremlins, got gizmos. I get dough as I get old. In my new favorite city, with a split road. And shawty setting thirst traps. But I got a Jinzo. Joey with the homies, well, y'all know what it is, bro. I'm ducked off in car shops. Rolling weed on hard tops. Uber to the far spot Osaka, just a bar hop. I let go, all the people nowadays wanna use me. What young homie smoking weed on Mount Fuji? I do it, don't do me, and if you don't like it, then sue me. I am who am, they asking who he. Not a local, far from a shubi. Ramen and the sushi, Richie sent the newbie. So I relay my travels, take dabs, I never dabble. Throw skip, I build a castle, send castles like I'm guard. Can't hide behind the money, just face it like my scar. Lombard and Akia bar, I mean a habera, excuse vocabula. I ain't at the heart, got yin on a platinum card. Good music, and I'm rapping harder. Now they actually dabbing hard. Be prepared, one pair in the quad, and that's a trap.
And that was Midday Marauder by Just Rich and the Homies. So, Rich, in your Tiny Desk video, you had a little Just Rich in the form of a Funko Pop.
Yeah.
And then a cute and a very tiny, literally tiny desk.
Yeah, shout out to the tiny desk.
Where did these props come from?
So for Christmas, my wife gifted me with a Just Rich Funko Pop. We were in California, and we saw the Funko store. I was like, oh, I definitely need to make one. That would be cool and stuff. So for Christmas, I was gifted one. So when it was time to record, I was like, I need a tiny desk. Mm-hmm. So trying to find one. My oldest daughter, she has a bunch of toys she doesn't play with. It makes me sad. So I just went through it back. I was like, you're growing too soon. But I was like, she has a tiny desk, right, and I should hold that. And then I was like, I should put the Little Rich on the desk. So at first, I wanted to try like with holding like the desk next to my face, but it was blocking the microphone. But just having them cover me in the video was cool.
Right. It's really cute and eye-catching. Now, Jorge, for you, how do you describe Boxcar's sound and how you and, you know, the other members of the band do what you do?
Yeah, we're a band. We like to just call ourselves a rock band because people always ask us, well, what's your genre? And it's such a tough question to answer, but we just say we're just a rock and roll band. We play rock music. We do have a violin. Audrey's on violin. Everybody loves the violin. We do have a more folky kind of sound, but we do have Ashley on the synth, playing the synth line. We have a drummer, and we've got a bass player, but really, our goal is to just make rock music that has like a pop sensibility, that if you never heard a Boxcar before or you never heard our music, you could still tap your foot and enjoy. If you happen to see us live or something, you could still connect to the songs. And just the accessibility of like a little bit more of a poppy type of rock music.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a feel for what that sounds. Here is Boxcar's 2025 Tiny Desk Contest entry, Only Thing.
Gather all your treasures, build a hill of gold, and you're very proud of doing what you're told. But there's something missing, corner of your eye, and you're always searching with a worried mind. Only thing that you ever wanted, only thing that you ever needed, only thing that you ever wanted, only thing that you ever needed.
And that is Only Thing by Boxcar. So, Jorge, you mentioned that you have been entered into the Tiny Desk contest, that is, every year that it has existed. Yeah. How have your entries changed over the years?
Yeah, when we first did it, it was literally just, I don't even think I had a cell phone at the time. You know, now we record on our cell phone because they are such good video takers, but we actually had a SLR camera and we just recorded it straight in our living room. That was San Diego at the time when I lived in San Diego. And over the years, I've taken like audio engineering classes, and over the years, I like to think that they sound a little bit better and a little bit fuller every single year as I've learned more about audio production. And for the last couple of years, it's been with the wonderful band that I have here in St. Louis, which is like the best band I've ever played with. So hopefully it just sounds better than ever.
Yeah. And taking it back, you know, you mentioned San Diego. You have lived in different places over the years. And I noticed that in 2018, your entry was done in a house. And it very clearly
apartment.
To me, an apartment said, oh, this is a St. Louis home. You know, the placement and the size of the windows and the hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. There was a metal rooster on the floor. And then a few years later, there's also a puppy or a dog.
Yes, it's a dog, yeah. That's Lily, our band mascot. That's Lori, our drummer's dog, and she is the official mascot of Boxcar.
Mm-hmm. So that was the idea behind it, to have her part of it.
Well, throughout the years, the Tiny Desk has done like pets of the Tiny Desk, and they do a special video. If you put your pet in there, you might get into the special side video, pets of Tiny Desk. So we had a kind of a, we were trying to sneak our way into the NPR video there with a dog. We've had other dogs, but since we have official dog mascot, Lily, we have been using her. We haven't got on it yet, but we're hopeful. She was in a beret this year. We thought that would be really cute.
And she kept it on,
right? She kept it on the whole video, yeah. She's very docile.
Is that Lily with two L's or one?
It's one L. Well, yeah, LL, yeah.
Yes, oh, that's right, in the middle.
In the middle, yeah. So we love our pets. We love Lily. And so we had two different motives because she's a great dog mascot. And we thought, well, maybe it'll help our chances of getting onto the NPR big show.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things, too, is that not only is there movement in place, but through time. And so the pandemic period, you are wearing masks as you perform. Did that have any effect on how you and your boxcar, you know, family were making the music that we hear?
Yeah, it was a tough time because I am a nurse and it was just kind of a scary time. We were like, should we be even playing music together? Are we going to get in trouble? You know, but the funny thing is we thought, well, we're going to get hate from one side that, oh, you guys are together, you know, in 2021 or something. And that's, you know, against. Then we got hate from other people like, oh, you guys are wearing masks. Why are you wearing masks? Well, and we're like, we're just trying to play music, you know.
Right,
if everybody
right.
just take a chill pill, we're just trying to do the right thing here. But we were glad to be playing music. We tried to take the precautions they said to take. Really, for us, it was a kind of a tough time because we spent a lot of time apart. But it was good to try to do the right thing and make the video because I'm like, we're not going to miss it. We're not going to miss this year.
Right, right.
If it's safe, we're doing it. So we felt like it was safe. But we did get a little flack from both sides of the spectrum. But we're just glad that we were able to make music.
Right. And you're still here. So that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Rich, your first submission happened in 2018. And it was at Northwest Coffee Roasting. I feel proud that I recognized that as the venue. The differences in the submissions that you made over the years and the people who were involved. So it's just Rich and the homies.
Yes.
Have the homies changed over time?
Not really. Like the homies are mostly, you can see Joshua Lakes, Lakes the voice in like every video. He's either on keyboard or guitar. It's like, shout out to Lakes. He's like my band manager. I just come and like rap, but he definitely gets everything in order for me to make sure I always have a good show, whether it's a pop-up, whether it's practice or whatever. So he's always in everyone. My cousin V-Mac is usually my drummer. Sean Moses makes appearances. If I have background vocalists, Drea Vocals, phenomenal. I have a lot of friends. That's why it's named The Homies, because
right,
it's just like
right.
variable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So the song that you had submitted back in 2023 was Ramen.
Yes.
And the song that we heard from you from the 2025 submission, there seems to be a sort of a connection with food and Japan.
Yes.
Right. And as with Jorge and sort of being in different parts of the country, I believe that the 2024 and 2025 song comes from some travels that you did?
Yes.
Yeah, talk with us about that.
We spent 2 weeks in Japan in 2023, and I got mad influenced. And like while I was there, we were just there, like hanging out, chilling. I was doing Pokemon stuff. It was fun. But I ended up finding, so shout out to Matt. I found him on Instagram to work with and do stuff in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then my homie, Richmond, shout out to Richie Ivy. He's one of my engineers. He sent me some beats to like write to. So I wrote Midday Marauder in Japan. I remember like my friends, like I'll go to a room and I'll like practice it.
Okay.
And I was like writing the, like, it was like a 3-day project for me, like just beats in my head, like soaking up like Japan and then just writing. So it's a bunch of, the whole thing is like when I was in Japan. So it's, it's really wholesome for me. One of my favorite songs.
Yeah. And I said 2024 and 2025 because the same song is the one that you have performed for these Tiny Desk contest submissions. And in the description for your video in 2024, you talked about some of the personal struggles that you were going through, and the performance is a little more toned down. It's done in someone's home. It looks like a living room. Why was it important to you to put something out in 2024 when you were having some of these really personal challenges?
To challenge myself through it. I want to do music, that's one of the things that when I feel challenged, like just performing. Like when I'm with the band, it's like, you know, nothing else matters, like on the stage. So, you know, I always give it, even at practice, I'll zone out, I'll close my eyes. I need to look more in the camera, but like get focused on that. So it's really just trying to stay disciplined in my art. The Tiny Desk Contest gives me something every year where if I don't feel like doing something, we got to do something.
Yeah. Jorge, do you feel anything of the same sentiment that Rich has shared, you know, when it comes to like just doing it year after year?
Well, I love ramen, so I will say that. And I love Japan.
We got to get some ramen.
Yes. But yeah, one thing for me is that I love deadlines. Like they motivate me as an artist where sometimes if you don't have a deadline, you're not going to do something.
Yeah.
So every year with the Tiny Desk, like I'm already planning the next Tiny Desk. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where are we going to shoot it? What song are we going to do? For me, it's a motivating factor. I get excited and I try to like bring people into that too, because I try to get my friends to do their Tiny Desk too. I'm like, let's shoot it. I'll do it. I'll help you out. I'll video it.
Yes.
I'll do the audio. I'll play bass in there. So I've actually been 20 Tiny Desks.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was in a bunch of 9 other people's Tiny Desks, or I did the audio for them. So I'm all about setting that yearly deadline and trying to do as much that I can in that period, because it brings people together and it's just a fun activity.
Yeah. Are there any non-spoiler sort of hints you can give us about what you're planning for next year?
I haven't really thought that into. We have you mentioned doing it in the living room of our house with its apartment in Southwest Gardens with the oak floor and the stained glass windows. That was great. But for the last couple of years, we've been doing it in the basement, which is another classic St. Louis kind of spot,
right?
Because everybody's got a basement. But we want to try to get out of the basement and to do something a little bit more unique for our 12th annual Tiny Desk. So we'll see what that brings. But we have a setup in the basement. It's just easy to do, but sometimes there's a lot of really cool spaces around St. Louis to shoot, old warehouses, even outside is an option. I love the Tiny Desk people that go. There was one in a canoe this year.
Oh,
you know, there was some wild.
I did not see that.
They do another one where it's like Tiny Desks in the Wild, they're called. It's people that shoot their Tiny Desk video outside. So I'm like, you know, it's another way to maybe sneak onto the Tiny Desk.
Right. So other than, you know, the push or the motivation to do this in order to develop your artistry, do you enter every year hoping to win, Rich?
You're missing every shot you're not taking.
So we
put it up there, and like even this year, I figure like this year is just gonna be like the same as any year. Like I just want to like do something, gives me content to put on my page. But this year, like it's been like doing better than other years, which kind of scares me. But like it doesn't, it's not intimidating. I was like, you know, it's cool to be recognized. So some years you go unrecognized, but that never stops the flow.
Yeah. Has it raised your profile? Has this, you know, being in every year's contest made Boxcar more visible locally?
Yeah, I think, and nationally, we did get a shout out from the big NPR for our 11th annual. They said, mentioned us in their, in the national All Songs Considered email that they do. That helped us out. And then just like around town, we've connected with a lot of bands, and across the whole country, actually, we connect with other bands through the Tiny Desk community. And people comment on the videos. People are watching these videos out there. They're just reviewing them. So it's definitely felt like it's picked us up a bit.
Mm-hmm. It'll be great to see how things shake out this year. Jorge Valcarcel is a St. Louis-based musician known as Boxcar, and Richard Washington is a St. Louis native whose artist name is Just Rich. Rich and Jorge, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
And by Elaine Cha.
Production assistance by Jada Jones.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.